Right off the bat, if you want to help out with what we do in a community, especially in the diaspora, my PayPal, me, and Cash App will be in the description box, along with my email, my TikTok, and information and statistics and research. When you look down that box, on a lot of things that is getting us here to where we are now. And Mrs., I don't even know what to call this woman now. I don't even know if we can call her a woman now. That's how effed up the United States truly is. All right. And that's that effed upness, if I could make that word up, is now being used by everybody, because everybody know that we are in a weakened state with the United States being run by women particularly, but it's not just any kind of women. It's like women that don't stand for anything good that the majority of the world represents. This is a nation that don't stand for any of the good that the majority of the world represent. Everybody sees this as a toxic land in a toxic place, and all the wickedness of this land and the desire to actually enslave everybody mentally. We're talking about white people. I kept saying, first us, then you, to you white men out there. I kept saying it, first us, then you. And now you're starting to see the wickedness that this country is, especially when you start catering to the women. All right? There's nothing wrong with it, but you never cater to one side over the natural goodness of the other. In other words, they made being a good man toxic, but made being a toxic female good. And now it is coming back to haunt them. And this is how the Black American woman and the U.S., all right, how they've been treating the Afro men is now coming back to haunt them. Now, why do I use the Black American woman? Because every facet of this government has used them as a token for two reasons: to gas up the Black women, but also to crush the spirit of the Afro men. Because the government knew something that a lot of Afro men are starting to grasp, and that was that the Black woman never had our back. Once they get that degree and stuff, they are seeking position. They are seeking power. Not good power, the wicked one. They gave up the good power they had in the home, the legacy they had of the home. No, they wanted to be a part of this power consortium where no one will regard them as anything good, where they will have no legacy but a bad one. And now the United States has no legacy but a bad one, just like them. Why? Because for so many years, everybody is more aware of the treacherous history, especially in governments, and how they've treated Afro men. And now that rooster has come home to roost, and the world is now using that as a reason to turn around and diss America as it should be dissed, right? And they are using this in ubiquitous ways, everyone around the country, and everyone is making deals using how it's always said that how you treat people is going to govern how people see you. Right? And so you have no moral high ground. The United States, the Black woman, they have no moral high ground. Women in the United States have no moral high ground anymore. They stand for nothing good, and they don't stand for the majority. All right? And I'm going to point out a stat again at the end of this so that you can understand the new I don't even know what to call her anymore. She's the press secretary, but she ain't been secretarying and she ain't been pressing. Alright? So, let me greet everybody with Warden Hardugo Dog, Bolo Oi to the Bane, Vasa Slows, Bonjour, Miss Me, Ketabawani Konichiwa, Nihani Ama, Sani Bonani, John Borobayagani, Assalamu Alaikum and Shalom. Alright. So, as we get to this, in this news, right, China has broken off everything that they had going on with us, right? There is no one there to speak on their behalf. It is rumored that the reason why they allowed that plane to pass into Taiwan is because Trump, of all people, in a secret phone call, called and said, hey, let it go. Do what you're going to do. But just let that go. It don't need to go that south that quickly. All right? So, basically, there's a reason for that, too. And the reason is the elections that we have. We could get rid of the garbage that's in there. That's if the people choose to. But it goes to how brain dead and how brainwashed the people of the United States truly are. We know that at least half, but is it more than half? Is it enough? Have people not awakened yet? All right. In a message to posted on Twitter on Friday, Xiangying, a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry, compare U.S. foreign policy to the police killing of George Floyd. Now, a lot of people watch the white police officers kill Afro people on air in lifetime. All right? They watched the people march and then they watched how the United States just never answered for that as a whole. Not much changed, and the killing continues, right? But they used this because it was so public. And so now all the wickedness that the United States have done to Afro men, and I'm going to tell you why this is important. You're messing with Russia and China. And they don't tolerate all the crap we're doing in the United States because they see it as a form of weakness, because it is as the form of a form of weakness when you don't stand for family. And now you got a woman that can't handle a press briefing, and she got the position because of, well, who her husband is. We'll get to that in a minute. We cannot allow the U.S. to take itself as world's policeman and treat other countries as George Floyd, whom it can bully and strangle at will. Notice the words, oh, they are not pulling punches. Later that afternoon, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Pelosi had every right to visit Taiwan, and we agree with that. But should she have gone, understanding what the consequences were going to be? And we know she didn't go there on a diplomatic mission. We know that when she goes somewhere, it's about her money, not the American people. You know, she just made laws about semiconductors. And do you know Taiwan is the biggest producer of semiconductors, right? Don't let that be lost on y'all. I'm just saying. For all, those of you that like to connect the dots, a lot of people are getting rich in the stock market by following Pelosi's trades, right? So while she had every reason to go visit Taiwan, and she might not, with China's argument, if you know the history of Taiwan, when China took over, a lot of the leadership ran to Taiwan and took that over and made it a separate province. So there's a lot of history there that I'm not sure we want to be a part of, But it behoove us to try to understand it. All right? Now, these new measures were fundamentally irresponsible. She don't call with Nancy, again, giving the woman a pass, she don't call what Nancy Pelosi did with irresponsible. Nancy Pelosi knew that she was pushing the hand of Xi Jinping. He was kind of in a power struggle. And so, you know, everybody knew he was going to have to do something, and it was going to have to be harsh because of how China's politics operates. But, you know, we had a lot of ignorant buffoons on here. All right? We had a lot of ignorant buffoons on here that really don't understand geopolitics. And talking about, oh, yeah, U.S. is tough, this, that, and the other. Well, it don't look like nothing happened, right? So for the buffoons that with whom this don't look like nothing happened to, let's just take a gander at this. All right, China surrounded Taiwan, and they're doing military operations, drills, so to speak. They are practicing a land invasion of something. Well, if they're around Taiwan, they're practicing a land invasion. They have now sent troops to the Ukraine. Before that, they were neutral. And now, Russia, China, India, probably Pakistan, a bunch of countries in the Middle East, because of the treachery that the United States have had towards Afro people, they are banding together. Understand this. They are banding together to get rid of the dollar as the primary currency by which everyone operates with. When they said this was going to be World War III, a lot of people didn't know they was going to war on the American dollar. All right, and resources. See, United States stopped making stuff, and the greed of the United States had people going all over the place, making our stuff, doing the slave labor and stuff like that. But people like, okay, yeah, we're playing a long game. And now that everybody has come up, China owns most of our debt. Taiwan owns the semiconductor by which you can't build a phone or a car. And Joe Biden made it so that the United States is no longer energy dependent. His first day in office, he killed about 10,000 jobs. His first day in office. His first day in office is the cause of the rising gas prices we have in the United States. It's the first thing he did. He signed over. He killed the ability for the United States to be financially independent. And look at what's happened to Germany, and Trump warned them. But nobody listened to them. Instead, they got black people with whom he did the most for as a president in a modern era to dislike him, hate him, so to speak. Bunch of Democrats, but that's okay. They're going to do that because that's all they operate off of now. It's not about policy, because if you disagree with them, they shut you down because they can't argue their policies on the merits. We're looking at the disaster that the United States is because of them. And meanwhile, you can't hear a peep from them. Right? The United States was so busy pushing an agenda that they put a bunch of weakness in high places. And while those weaknesses are in high places, I want y'all to understand, while the weak are in high places, They can't answer to what's going on in the world, and everything is caving in around the United States because of all of its wickedness. And I think this, everything that's happening now, is by divine intervention. It's first a warning. U.S. better get its act straight and stop pushing these agendas. How did such an incompetent woman get that job? First of all, for all you black women that say, oh, she black, so it don't matter. This is who represents you. She ain't even the husband in her same-sex relationship. The white woman is. We keep saying this. The black woman will follow the white woman all the way to the destruction of herself and the entire Afro community. She'll think she's going to be saved because after they get, they're going after the men. But what black women don't understand is first the men and then them. What white people didn't understand was first us and then them. Remember, we was the test to see if you could get rid of enough people to make everybody else weak so that the weak, rich people who are not elite, they're not elite in anything. They are greedy, they got money, and they're evil. How do we know this? Look at, you judge the people by what they're doing. We got such incompetence going on that even this woman can't speak, can't add. If you didn't see that she was vivacious a little bit, you would think that she was having the same mental acuities as Biden. But she is the press secretary because of who she married. And remember, they're promoting an agenda, not good people. Think about that. And so, in closing, while black women want this and its lifestyle to represent them, all the men better wake up, white and black, and see that you ain't going to have SH, and you're not going to be able to survive what's coming. One, if you don't clean house first, and I mean the White House, and then your communities, and then your house. All right? And you don't really pay attention to what's going on. And we need to stand up against those so-called leftist-minded people that are so ignorant that the only news they'll watch is CNN and MSNBC, because it's easy to be lied to, but it's hard to study. With that said, I'm out.